Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Rain. 65 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. 64 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Rain. 63 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees.
K8RRD Mobile. Monitoring 74.
Good morning.
Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees.
WDATX Mobile 14. Good morning.
Sounds like you, but you are really broken this morning. WDATX Mobile.
I got a QSY to 14686. 14686. Delta Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
That one's better, but okay. No problem. 14686. QSY.
Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees.
Good morning, Dylan. I hope it's a lot less gloomy up where you are.
You say less humid?
I guess that works, but I was saying gloomy, because it's just sad and rainy and cold down here.
Yeah, that's how it was yesterday when I got out of work. I got out and I was like, man, it's awfully sticky. And then within a few minutes it started raining and it just kept going all day, or all the evening. So it doesn't look too bad right now. It's cloudy, but I think it should clear up.
Yeah, I'm down here. It's only supposed to be a high of 60 degrees down here, so. Fall's here. And, oh, look at that. Leaves are changing. There we go. Yep, fall is definitely here.
Yeah, we've had some already changing up this way. It's 49 right now. That's not too bad, really, for us. It's been getting cold, though, especially at night. I'm still sleeping with the window open, but that'll probably change here in a few days.
I woke up this morning and went upstairs, and somebody left all the windows open upstairs, and it was not very pleasant. I contemplated turning the heat on, but I knew there would be consequences for doing such a thing, so I didn't, and just kind of suffered a little bit, and then it was fine.
Yeah, you can always add on more layers if you need.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't prepared for that quite this early, but, you know, that's all right. So I just got to dig out that bin of clothes, because I guess it's that time of year now.
Yeah, it definitely is. Hey, I did want to ask you, I know you have ADHD, I do as well. I take Adderall for it, but I haven't had a drug test in over 10 years now. And I recently had a drug test for a new job, or same job, a different employer, same location, everything. But I obviously came back positive. Do you have any experience with doing that? How like they reach out to confirm that you know a legit prescription and not you know abusing or you know taking drugs or something like that?
You know, I actually haven't, and I don't take medication super regularly, and I especially don't take Adderall anymore. I couldn't tell you the last time, but, yeah, I really don't know. This current job I have, I didn't need to do any of that, which was actually kind of surprising, considering all of the MSP screening and fingerprinting and all the other stuff I've had to do. So I really don't have an answer for you, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. I had, in my last job before this one, I was drug screened initially, but then I changed position with this organization. I was on the business of retail side when I first started, and I moved over to the governmental IT side. Yeah, no drug tests there, but, yep, I got fingerprinted, and I had to do all that stuff because we had access to the Michigan Lean System, and it was, yeah, lots of fingerprints, lots of background checks, and had to do a bunch of training with the state police and all that fun stuff, but I thought about it. It's been over 10 years since I've been drug tested for a job, and I'm like, and, yeah, so that popped when I did my drug test. And then I seen the cup that showed up, and she's like, well, we'll put it in the lab, and they'll be in touch. I'm like, okay, cool. What does that mean, you know?
Yeah, right? Like, it's just like, is this... like, what happens if I test positive? Well, I guess now you're going to find out, but, you know... Yeah, it's a time. But, yeah, I super don't know. Medication that I take sometimes, wow, that Rivian just absolutely blasted through that speed bump. medication I very unusually take now is Focalin, and it works, and the part that doesn't work is allowing me to eat. That's not the fun part. That makes me not want to eat, and then I don't feel good at the end of the day, and if I try to eat while I'm, like, while the medication is actively doing things, then I feel awful. So it's, you know, it's a win-lose situation.
Yeah, I hear you with that, but, no, the Adderall's working pretty good for me. I've been on it for close to a year now, and for the longest time, like, I could never figure out why, you know, stuff wasn't working, and, you know, or I should say stuff, you know, my eye wasn't working right, you know what I mean? Couldn't focus on stuff, some days are better than others, you know, and I realized, hey, I'm relying on coffee to keep my focus, and, is that really what I need? And then I found more caffeine I had, and I was on a weight loss drug, which was a controlled substance. I found, wow, I got way more energy, and I'm actually getting stuff done, and my doctor's like, what? Are you sure you don't have ADHD? I'm like, not that I've ever been diagnosed with. And, yeah, we ended up, you know, trying out a little bit. And, yeah, it turns out it really does make me focus and able to get stuff done. It's, you know, something I never thought, you know, would be a thing. But just for me, I just don't seem like it, you know. But, no, it's weird how, you know, everybody's different when it comes to stuff like that. Everybody's body is just you know, there's no textbook. If you've been in this case scenario, it's kind of weird.
KC8VSU, good morning, Drake. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Toby. Not quite Joe. That's Dylan in the UP. Go ahead, sir.
Sorry, Devin. Didn't mean to insult you there. Well, Drake, it's kind of like with me with the diabetes, the type 2. They put me on that Trulicity, and it makes me want to eat, but I don't want to eat. I mean, seriously, some of these meds really play with your stomach. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like I'll take the shot, and it's a once-a-week shot, but it makes me not want to eat, and I know I need to eat because I can mess up my system in a heartbeat. Go ahead, Drake.
Yep, that's not a good time. I've got a cousin that's, I think, type 1. But they don't take that kind of medication. They just have the insulin pump, and they just, you know, watch what they eat and eat the correct things, and they usually don't have a problem. I stopped taking the medication, and, yeah, it's a huge difference, I've noticed, but it depends on what I'm doing for the day. Like, if I'm sitting in the shop, I super need it. If I'm out and about all over the place, driving places, I've actually noticed that the medication causes me to hyper-focus on other things on the road instead of, like, generally what's in front of me, which is slightly concerning because, you know, I'll just have this random, how did I get here? How long have I been driving like this? And how am I not dead? And it's a little bit concerning, so that's why whenever I'm out and about on the road, I usually don't take it. But if I'm in town, like working at the shop all day, sitting in a chair, working on something that requires a lot of focus in one area, yes, I will take it. Go ahead, Dylan.
I completely agree with that. I know what you mean. I have to be careful because the other day I was like, oh, I was trying to look at something on my radio, and I turned on, you know, 5 miles down the road, I'm in the other lane. Luckily, it was on the freeway. But I'm just like, what the hell happened? You know what I mean? Especially at work and stuff like that, too. I'll focus on the wrong thing sometimes because I have to jump between a lot of things at work. With everything going on, it's just, yeah, sometimes I realize I never even got to something today because I was completely focused on something else that, yeah, matters, but not as much as something else. So there's no time to stay late or, you know, come in on a day off just to wrap something up just because I was way out there focused on something that wasn't as important. So, but
I guess that.
So, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I know how that goes. Happens frequently, unfortunately, but it still happens, so I can't really... I'm trying to figure out something to do about it, which is difficult. So, but anyway, good deal. I'm going to jump out of here. I'm just about to pull into the shop. Toby, good to hear you in there for the short amount of time. And 7-3, and same with you, Dylan. Have a wonderful day. Don't work too hard, and we'll catch you guys later. Any DMH Mobile, Traverse City.
Yeah, I just jumped in for a quick moment because I heard you talking there. 7-3
to you, Drake. Have a good day. Toby, where are you at?
You might not caught what you said there, Dylan. He's on DMR, and when he drops out, it doesn't really come back very nicely, so he probably didn't hear what you said.
Toby, I was just asking, where are you at, located at? Sorry about that. I didn't realize you were on DMR.
Well, if you can hear me, Dylan, I'm in the north end of Elk Lake. For some reason...
Yeah, you cut out there a little bit. I can definitely tell you're digital. I was wondering why I was having problems with the tone, like just the way the digital comes across. I had to change my position on my speaker there just because the tone all comes across pretty flat when it comes across the digital side.
Yeah, I don't know if he got that or not, but one of these days I got to run up to Munson and fix that receive issue I've got up there. Once I get that taken care of, he'll be able to use that instead of having to use DMR to get in here. So, anyway, time to work. I need DMH mobile.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy, 64 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy, 63 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy, 61 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 61 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 61 degrees.
WHRPM mobile.
Good afternoon, Ron. How are you today?
Good afternoon.
N8MGL. Hey, Shannon, how's it going today?
I'm here too, Shannon. I'm just trying to figure out if I was better off on the 1-1 or the 7-4. It looks like it's the 1-1.
Sorry, Ron. I accidentally changed frequency. Didn't notice. Say again.
There's another station in here that responded to you as well. Sorry it took me a minute to reply. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm on 75 northbound and trying to figure out if I was better off on the 1-1 or on the 7-4, and it turns out it's the 1-1. Who's the other station?
N8MJL. This is Michael. Hey, I'm dropping into a Lansing, so I'm going to get really staticky. I just want to say hi. N8MJL.
Yeah, all right, Mike. Actually, if you go to the 519, you'll be booming in. Phone's ringing. I'll be back. W8RPM.
The 19 is not linked, and I think it's off the air right now.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm driving in to do second to last concert of the summer and just about ready to pull into my mother-in-law's to drop off a couple dozen eggs to her on the way. So, just heard you in there and wanted to say hi.
Hi. I got a whole bunch of egg cartons. If I get to see you, I either give them to you or Christy's long-time girlfriend when we see her. But we don't see her that often. Or you, actually.
Yeah, we'll definitely take them. As I say, I think last time we had to buy them, they were about 35 cents a piece, so it kind of gets expensive. Cuts into the profit, or I should say the food fund for the chickens.
Yeah, what happened to the plant in the store? It was like close to $4 the other day when I went to Ken's over here.
I think they had another pandemic, chicken pandemic, and they slaughtered a whole bunch of birds again on us. I think it's just somebody trying to control the price of the eggs. So, yeah, they keep going up and down, not sure. So, we base ours off of what chicken feed costs. And they work for their food, and we keep them fed, so... Not a money maker, it just keeps happy chickens.
Alright. What's the average months or years you get out of a chicken for laying eggs before they are kaput?
First 2 years are obviously the best years. Year three, they kind of start slowing down a little, and by then my wife's thinking about making some stew and starting off with another batch of chickens, so we'll probably overlap year three to four with old chickens and new chickens, and then year four, she definitely cranks up the crock pot and we start having chicken soup.
Okay. Well, I gotta get moving here and start my day. Got a big list of things to do, and we gotta do Walmart run today, so you take care, be safe amongst those English, and talk to you later. KSBW.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yep, I'm turning on the little drive down to my mother-in-law's, so perfect timing. So, yep, you be safe on the road as well. I was at Wally World earlier, and it was kind of quiet, so I don't know if that's a good sign or bad sign. All righty, have yourself a great day. I'll talk to you later. N8MJL.
73K8SPW.
K8SPW, W8NSA.
K8SPW. Good afternoon, sir.
I still have custody of those spreaders, so if you get over here someday with the van, and probably a way to strap them to the top, we can get them cleaned out. They're a little bit further away from me, my location, but not too far over.
All right, how long are they?
They'll push the length of the van. It's possible, I don't know, you might be able to, you know, stick them inside all the way up under the dash, I think they're actually longer than that. I think they're going to want to bundle and tie them to the top, over.
All right. Well, I can fit 12 foot inside, and there's really nothing to up on the roof because I didn't get the roof rack. And I definitely don't want to tie into my antenna, so I could a blanket and just run rope through the windows, right through the doors, I guess. Way to kill a cat.
Yeah, you could do that. You know, run a strap from the passenger window around to the side back window and strap them on. But yeah, I will go get a measurement. They may not be 12 foot, so yeah, they could be 10 feet or just pushing 12, and of course they bend a little bit, so they'd probably fit. So, okay, we'll let you run. Understand you're almost there where you're supposed to be. Just caught you on and thought I'd remind you of them. You'll have a complete, three or four element monster beam, over.
That sounds great. I was looking at some of those. I started yesterday taking down Ron's tower and antennas. I got to fold the dipole down and rolled up on some cardboard tubes. and got all the guy ropes loose and clipped. And I was able to crank down the tower, so it's so the next thing would be to tilt it over and then remove all the antennas and other devices off the top. Then I got to take the tractor and lift the tower off the base and store it, and then I got to dig out the base. It's one of those ones that mounts to an 8-inch steel pole that is buried 6 feet in the ground. I buried it. I dug it up downstate, brought it up here, and planted it for Ron. Now I get to dig it up and either plant it for the sun, I guess.
Well, it sounds like you've got plenty of experience with it. So, okay. Interesting. Yeah, sad to do that. I dropped you a note, and I'll miss Ron. He and I shared a lot of prior work history in my second work life. So we had a lot to talk about in that industry. So, okay, catch you later, Shannon. 73, drive safe, W8NSA.
My next scheduled trip down there for a doctor's appointment is about 3 weeks, 2 weeks maybe. So I'll give you a call. Maybe we'll sit and have some coffee, catch up. I'd enjoy that. For now,
K8SPW. Hi, I'm sorry, anybody still around? W8RPM.
KF8BPM. Monitoring.
Whoa, Larry. So tell me about your contact.
Well, the meters are wide open, man. There's waterfalls all over the place. So I picked one up and I had the transceiver hooked up to my external speaker, and I was looking with my eyeball at the computer and find a nice strong contact that was close. I was using the Empire waveform and centered my frequency band on that strong wavelength and read that frequency band and went over to your transceiver and dialed it in. And it was a nice conversation, a couple of guys talking. I picked up on a call sign, a guy from Arizona, and when they finished, I came back in and he responded right back to me and we exchanged information. And it was cooler than all get out.
When it's not all star, it's not internet, you know, it's not weather, it's just different. So, but your dipole's obviously working. It's obviously tuned fairly. What did he give you for a signal report?
Yeah, he gave me a 5-9er, and I had the same thing back to him. He was totally readable. And I didn't look at the signal strength meter, but it was nice and strong, so I gave him 5-9.
All right. Well, you know, the hook ready for that. It probably is now.
Ron, why can't you hold Mackinac?
Why am I holding Mackinac?
Somewhere else, but sounds like you're
way north of the bridge. Yeah, I'm north of the bridge, right downtown, you know.
running 50 watts on a big old gain antenna. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I could make comments, so I'm trying to be a new Fred.
Well, don't make too many comments. Anyway, say hello to Larry. Larry's a new licensee, and I loaned him my 940, and he's playing on 10 meters with it. Larry meet Fred. Fred meet Larry. And I got to go. I'm where I need to be, but I'll be back in a bit. UHRP.
Hello, Larry. I'm Fred. WAFSM.
Let me get close to something to write that down, Fred, because once you hit a certain age, your memory's not so good. Give me that call sign again, please.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Sugar Mike. W8FSM.
Very good. I copied Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Sierra Mike, as we used to say in the movie. I am Kilo Foxtrot. Bravo, Papa, Mike. KF8BPM, Indian River.
Turning if your repeater's making noise. Well, I know where Indian River is. I'm currently in Grand Blanc, but also from a land surface.
Very good. I've got a real nice clear signal. I'm using the Hackleberg Tower, the Sheboygan one, and it's coming in real good for me. No problem at all.
Yeah, I'm on the Flint repeater. Trying to think if we might be coming up tomorrow. I don't know yet. See how the rest of the day goes.
Ron, lent me that HF transmitter of his, and so I'm swapping antenna signals. Right now I'm on the HT, because every time I want to go VHF, I have to swap out the HT antenna. So I'm improvising now with the handheld.
Well, there you go. Well, welcome to the hobby.
Well, thanks very much. It's quite the learning curve. It seems like every time I try something new, I realize how little I really know.
Well, there's plenty to learn and plenty to do around here. That's for darn sure.
Very good. Now, my wife and I are packing for a couple of days away, so I'm going to have to call this short. I'm time to zip up the suitcase.
Yeah, waiting for mine to get back from the laundromat. She's going to have to do the same thing. We're going up tomorrow, so. Take care. W-A-F-S-M.
KF8BPM is clear. Adios.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 63 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 62 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 62 degrees.
someone have an open mic?
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 64 degrees.
This is KDAVIN. Over. Name's Jamie S. with 21 on this wonderful rainy day. Over.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees.
KD8 USS mobile. KD8 USS from KD8 BIN portable. Over.
Good evening. 2000 hours. 58 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. 55 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees.